Tonight on Frontline, the life and politics of a maverick and what it tells us about America today, John McCain. On July 27, 2017, Washington was closely watching Senator John McCain. He was the key vote on President Trump's first major legislative initiative, a repeal of Obamacare. He is expected to return to Capitol Hill today. Just over 1 week before, McCain had been diagnosed with a deadly form of brain cancer. Today, senators are voting on a repeal-only plan, but it all came down to one vote on one night at 1:30 in the morning. Fellow Republican Senator Susan Collins had been pushing McCain to vote against the bill Trump was backing. Vice President Mike Pence had come down to pressure McCain to support the president. The vice president stood toe-to-toe with McCain. He was in his space. It was very close. They went on for what seemed like 15 or 20 minutes, back and forth, back and forth. Pence turned on his heel and walked away. It was then time for McCain to vote. Mitch McConnell, looking more unhappy, his arms closed, you could tell from the body language on the Republican side that they were very worried. John McCain walks up to where the vote clerks are, and he lifts his hand very dramatically. He knew that this was the last chance to really make a stand, capture the nation's imagination in the process, but also remind his party that they have to do things differently. McCain, with a thumbs-down gesture, shocked the chamber. John McCain votes no. In his shocking vote, Senator John McCain delivered a death blow, perhaps McCain's most dramatic gesture of dissent against President Trump. President Trump was furious. Tonight, on Frontline, the life and politics of a maverick, and what it tells us about America today, John McCain.